Live from the Ron Scott Communications Center, this is From the Stand. I'm Steve Buss. And joining me right now is Beth Jenkins, who is with the Commemorative Air Force. And she's probably flies one of the most famous B-25s that is on the air show circuit today. That is Devil Dog. And welcome, Beth. Welcome back to Oshkosh.
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm glad to be here. Oshkosh, you know, we missed it last year. And, you know, good to be here and see our family.
Good. How many years have you and Devil Dog been coming to the show?
On and off since 1998.
Okay. Well, great. Hey, Beth, tell us a little bit about your background in aviation.
Well, I own a flight school. I've been teaching people how to fly since 1983, and I bought a flight school and wanted an open house and started an air. Somebody who was with the CAF back then said, we need an air show, and put on an air show for 32 years and met a lot of the CAF warbirds, and the Yellow Rose B-25 gave me a ride and I was hooked.
How did you make the transition from civilian aviation into the warbird community, and especially into the B-25?
Well, the biggest airplane I had flown before was a Baron, and got a co-pilot checkout in the B-25 from there.
Okay. And you've been flying the airplane for quite a few years now, right?
I've been flying as co-pilot from 86 to, well, actually 96 is when I got the co-pilot checkout. I've been getting a little bit of flying with the airplane, and then got my type rating in 2007.
Great. How many hours do you have in the 25 now?
Over 1,000 hours. I'm not counting.
That's quite an accomplishment. I mean, that's not a. It's not a very popular airplane. There's not a lot of them out on the air show circuit. More than some, but still, that's a very impressive number. Congratulations.
Thank you. I started when I was 10.
There you go. Well, now, one of the things that's unique about Devil Dog, first of all, it's painted in the Marine Corps colors of a patrol bomber. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but your flight crew is very unique coming to the show this year.
So we have two females flying in the cockpit, so we call it, we're the unmanned cockpit.
Now, that's the first time that you've done that with Devil Dog?
To Oshkosh, it
yes.
is.
Okay.
We've done a few other shows.
Well, that's very appropriate considering today is Women Venture Day, so congratulations on that. And also congratulations to CAF and your unit in particular for being open and inclusive and bringing in younger people people of diversity to be a part of the Devil Dog team.
Well, we need to pass this history along, and as we get older, we need to bring the younger folks in and keep this history alive.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about the paint scheme of the airplane. We've seen Devil Dog on the air show circuit for a number of years in her blue colors, but what's the story behind the paint scheme?
Well, the B-25 is based after the VMB 612 group. The gentleman that restored the airplane was a survivor of the VMB 612 group, and they used to go out at night with radar and find the ships and skip bomb the ships at night. And that was their job. They were out of Tinian, Okinawa, Saipan, and they'd navigate by the stars. So on this particular airplane, the number 3 ship, in her 22 missions, she had downed 3 merchant ships and 1 imperial ship, went on her 23rd mission never to return. So Ozzie Parrish wanted to honor his friends and put nose art on there, which they didn't get to have because the moon could reflect their location, and keep this history alive. And not too many people knew the Marines had B-25, so that's why the Devil Dog mascot for the Marines is on the nose art.
Awesome. And with the B-25, you've participated in a number of different recreations of the Doolittle Raid, but also you were here for Dick Cole on the anniversary when we had 16 of the B-25s.
We were, and Dick is was such a gentle, sweet man. We flew his memorial over Randolph for him, and then he's going to be buried at Sam Houston now, so we're going to be one of the 4 B-25s that will honor him and his wife for their burial at Sam Houston in September.
What was it like to taxi by and have him salute?
That was the most awesome thing, and somebody gave me a picture of him saluting the Devil Dog from behind, and I think I'm the only one who noticed him, and I kind of saluted him back, and it was just awesome.
It was quite, for anyone who was there that day or seen the videos or photos, it really was very moving. Dick Cole was, he was over 100 at the time,
yes.
I believe, and, you know, when you get a little older, your joints don't work so well, but he was in the golf cart, and as soon as all the B-25s started taxiing by him as a salute, he stood up out of the golf cart and saluted each of the airplanes as they departed. It was a very, as you said, very, very moving
Very moving. I will cherish that moment forever.
Let's talk a little bit about the restoration of the airplane. It's gone through some restoration, a new paint scheme, a new paint applied.
Since 2005, we've put over $360,000 in this airplane, starting out with the right engine, and then we came here to Oshkosh with the new engine on it, and the left engine shelled out here. So we had to come back forth to Fond du Lac, or was Oshkosh, and get the engines. Get that engine replaced, and so we've had, now we're on our, we got our spare, so that's our fifth engine change, and the tail's been off twice for corrosion, the wing spar's been, left wing spar was replaced, and finally we got our paint 5 years ago. So it's an ongoing thing, and lots of cotton has paid for that with the t-shirt sales that we do.
And that's true. That is I don't think you can go to an air show anywhere in the country without seeing someone in a Devil Dog shirt. And I told this story to you earlier, but when my wife and I moved back to Wisconsin, we had a rummage sale, just getting rid of a few things. And a young lady showed up at our rummage sale, and she was wearing a Devil Dog t-shirt. So they're everywhere.
That's awesome.
Which is the most popular color this year so far?
Yeah, it's usually the Devil Dog blue. The Marine red is the favorite for the Marine guys, and the green's good as well.
All right. If do you have any idea how many t-shirts you've sold through the years?
Oh, I can't even begin to count. Over 80,000 probably. Since 1998.
Sure.
It's been quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, and that's sort of Devil Dog's signature is the t-shirts, and it really stands out anywhere you go.
I hope so. It's a good product.
What are some of the other maybe restoration items that are coming up next for the airplane?
Well, we're now looking at getting a set of spare tires, and that's $16,000, so we're looking at that. And so far, everything has been working well, so we got our spare engine, so if we have one, we can get it up quickly. And so with the new paint, we're going to clear coat it and, you know, get that John's 360 coating on it to help with it.
You mentioned tires. Are they difficult to get, or do B-25 owners kind of pool their resources and make a mass buy?
There's one gentleman that has them stocked up, so they're available, and he has all the B-25 parts, so there's still parts available for us.
Lots of airplanes this morning, I tell you what. But there's no better place to be than right here watching them come and go.
Oh, Oshkosh is the greatest place to be.
Tell us a little bit about the Devil Dog Squadron down in Georgetown, Texas.
Well, we're in Georgetown, Texas. We're part of the Commemorative Air Force, which is the largest flying museum in the United States. And our sole purpose is keep this Devil Dog flying and keep her in operation condition. And have a great crew of mechanics that help. And as soon as we get home from any air show, they're opening it up and they're looking. You know, they're very proactive, and that's why we're in such great shape that we are.
Good. If folks want to be more involved, either in person or to support the airplane through donations or spare parts, how do they do that?
Well, any donation can help, but DevilDogSquadron.com is our website, and you can do donations online, and you can become members online with that.
Excellent. Beth, in the few moments we have left, any final thoughts as you're back at Oshkosh?
Just happy to be here and happy to see all the family, Oshkosh family.
Excellent.
And great place to be.
It certainly is. Beth Jenkins with the Devil Dog Squadron, and she will be here. You'll be here with all week with all the B-25s?
All week. Come by, buy a t-shirt or a hat, and come tour the airplane.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
This is EAA Radio.